This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Goalball is a fixture of many parasports events, from the Paralympics to the IBSA World Games. But one of the most prestigious goalball competitions is the European Club Goalball Champions League. Next year, some of those matches will be hosted here in the UK. To explain more, I'm joined now by Emma Evans, coach of the Fen Tigers goalball team. Emma, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For people who may not be too familiar with the competition, this is big news for the Fen Tigers and for goalball in the UK.
Oh, it's absolutely massive. So European club goalball, it's never come to the UK before. It's been a standard fixture on the continent, but at Fen Tigers, we were the first team to actually participate in the European Club Champions League back in 2022. And it's a little bit like for the Paralympics and Olympics where you have to bid to host. So we decided that we were going to put in a bid to host and we were successful. So, yeah, it's the very first time that club European club goalball is going to be available for people to come and watch in the UK. So, yeah, it's a massive deal. So, yeah, we're really excited.
As we say, it's the first time the competition has come to the UK. Who are some of the big teams from across Europe who are likely to be competing in February?
Okay, so we don't know exactly who will be coming yet, but I think that there'll be teams like Old Power. So Old Power are one of the Finnish teams that consist of a lot of Finnish Paralympians, a lot of Paralympic gold medalists, and some of the legends of the sport. We're also likely to be seeing some of the German teams coming over. But, you know, some of the clubs that participate, you know, you've got the Ukrainian team who are phenomenal and they're actually going to be in the Paralympics coming up in the next few weeks. So there could also likely be teams from Holland, Denmark, France, Spain, Poland. It could be any of them. So we just need to wait and see who will be coming over. But there's definitely going to be some of the top players in the world who will be coming. So, yeah, it's high caliber stuff.
And following the tournaments here in the UK, more events across Europe in places like Portugal and Germany, where are the eventual Champions League winners crowned?
The Champions League final stage is going to be in Portugal in June next year. So there's going to be three qualifying events. There's the one hosted by ourselves in Peterborough in February. Then there's another qualifier in Germany in March, and then also in Montenegro in March. And the top three teams from each of those qualifiers will then be invited to the finals in Portugal in June.
And what's the path like for Fen Tigers to take part?
So to be able to qualify, it's a little bit like football's UEFA Champions League, where you have to be at the top of the Premier League to actually qualify to take part. So we've been playing, this will be our fourth year that we've been playing. So within the UK, generally, you have to come in the top two within the elite section of goalball within the UK. So we've participated for 3 years. The best we've come is fifth. It's very, very high calibre. So it really does test us. You know, we've got some great players on the team. We've got a couple of current GB players and an ex-GB player, but the calibre is really high. So it's going to be a tough competition, but that's what we do. We live for that.
Well, what do you hope that hosting an event like this can do for the sport of goalball, maybe more widely in the UK?
I just really hope that, you know, it does leave some kind of legacy and enthuse people and excite people to join their clubs and see what the art of the possible is. We were really fortunate last year that we had the IBSA World Games here. So we had some of the best national teams, international teams coming and playing. But that's kind of international level. But this is at club level. So I just hope that it infuses people to be able to go and, first of all, just have a go, you know, and see what the sport is all about. Because it's very, very few people who have a go at goalball and then think, no, it's not for me. People just go and they just get caught up in the whole buzz and the excitement of the sport. So I would hope that it would excite people to join the sport. Also for them to see that, yeah, there is an opportunity to play internationally, even if you can't make it to GB level. So, you know, we've got a guy on our team, you know, and he's played some of the top players in the world. He's not on the GB squad, but he has that opportunity to play the best. So I would hope that it would excite people to, you know, see that that is an opportunity. But also we really would like there to be a lot of spectators coming along. So, you know, to come and watch it, because we're going to have, we've got live stream, we've got commentary. So we've got Mr. Bradley Hope, who is, in our opinion, the best commentator for goalball in the world. So he will be doing the commentary. There'll be audio description headsets available at the venue. So people will be able to follow the game through listening to the commentary. So just want people to understand that it's a really exciting sport to watch as well. So just really want to up the participation and understanding of the sport, because, you know, it gives so much to all of us in Fen Tigers that we just want to spread the love.
And if listeners haven't been to a goalball event before, what's the atmosphere like?
It's hard. when I'm coaching, it's awful. So my heart rate is always over 100 beats a minute when I'm like coaching. I'm not even playing. And it's just that excitement. So the atmosphere, it can be really tense. And I think the thing about goalball is because everybody has to be quiet when the ball is in play. So it really does build that tension. You know, you can, if you're watching it, listening to the commentary, you'll be hearing that things are happening, but you know you can't say anything until that whistle is blown, either for the ball going out of play or for a goal being scored. So there's that kind of tension and apprehension does build. And then as soon as that whistle's blown, you know, things can erupt. So, and that's what we really want to bring. We want to bring that, that feel and that excitement from spectators at the event.
Well, the matches take place across 3 days from Friday the 21st to Sunday the 23rd of February. How can listeners get involved?
Come along, basically. That would be absolutely fantastic. So we'd ask people, you know, if they want to come along, they can. We've got the Facebook page. There's the events, the information on there. People can reach out to us through any of our social media. They can email me directly, fentigers@outlook.com. And people can also spread the word. So, you know, if you're interested in goalball, but you've got friends and family who may not know about the sport, get them to come along. Involve them and help them experience this incredible sport, because what we have within our club is we've got sighted and blind and partially sighted people who actually play. So, you know, this is a sport that whole families can get involved in. So bring them along, let them see what it's about. So promote it. That would be fantastic. And come along. And we are looking to find ways where we can hopefully help people to get from Peterborough train station to the venue. So again, if people are wanting to come along but are struggling to find out how they can actually get from the train station to Oundle, reach out, because we want people there and we'll do everything we can to make that happen.
Well, where's the best place to keep up with announcements before the competition starts?
So there's a number of places. So within Goalball UK's website, we are creating an event specific website. So people will be able to access it through there. There'll also be a number of updates through our social media channels, through Goalball UK's social media channels.
Fen Tigers coach Emma Evans, we're looking forward to hearing more about the tournament in the coming months. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.